Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, it's a fictional foursome that seeks to right the wrongs of other people's stories. Time for Public Domain Adventure Team!
That's right, friends. Time for another sensational tale from a far-off land of expired intellectual property rights. Let us join Jane Eyre, Beowulf, Mr. Toad, and the Ghost of Christmas Past as they set out for another wily excursion.
Yes, Rizzi. I say, Jane Eyre, what sort of misadventure have you gotten us into this time? Horrid cobblestone streets, filthy sooty air, noise, garbage, fog, commoners, what a contemptible place.
Nonsense, Mr. Toad. I absolutely adore London.
Yes, well, I'm sure London's all well and good for someone standing more than 6 inches tall, but I can think of no less than 20 places I'd rather be if all I'm going to see is ankles. I say, Master Beowulf, is the fog any better up there?
Mind your tongue, Toad of Toad Hall. It was on a night such as this, where the mists hang low, when our great hall gets a tax by the monster Grendel.
Oh, not this old chestnut again. How many times do we have to listen to the same bloody Grendel story?
Beowulf has told the story exactly 37 times since our adventuring party was formed. It all began in the shadows of the past.
Now, Ghost of Christmas Past. We've talked about this. Remember what I said about some kinds of questions?
You said that they were rhetorical questions.
Quite right. Which means?
That people don't actually want to hear my answers. Even though I remember everything perfectly.
Especially because you remember everything perfectly, you bloody useless apposition.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. I was just trying to be helpful. I'll just go back inside that candlestick I'm haunting. Ooh, here I go.
And you don't have to narrate everything you do, Ghost. Just get in there.
Okay.
Perhaps instead I now begin the tale of how I slay Grendel's mother.
Oh, to hear him tell it, you'd think those were the only two things he's ever done in his whole life. I say, Jane Eyre, I shall not move one flipper more until you tell us why it is you have brought us here to this dreadful place.
Very well, Mr. Toad, very well. The task before us here is in London is, gentlemen, as follows. A very expensive and exceedingly rare collection of priceless violins has gone missing. We are here to find that wayward collection, but we are not on our own. We shall be assisted by none other than the world's greatest investigator.
Auguste Dupin?
Wiglaf de Tracker?
No. Nobody knows who those people are. Oh. I am talking about no less than Sherlock Holmes.
That's it, is it?
Do behave yourself, Mr. Toad. Mr. Holmes is held in very high regard, the foremost in his profession, I should say, and I will not have you playing the part of a small drunken embarrassment for this particular adventure, if you please.
Jane, my dear, I should like to remind you that I am aristocracy, and as we all know, it is quite impossible for a member of the upper class to be an embarrassment.
Is that so, Mr. Toad?
Oh, precisely. I am far too devilishly charismatic to be a nuisance. Why, I imagine that not even these dour city types are immune to the charms of delightful country squires such as myself.
Delightful, you say?
Oh, quite, though I am less majestic here on these squalid cobblestone streets. Now, if only you could see me strolling magnificently above the hills of the riverbank. Such luck, Jane, for even here in the dreadful city of London, I have found a simple country hill. I shall stand atop it that you might better appreciate what a dashing figure I cut. Though, now my flippers are strangely warm.
You stand atop horse droppings, Toad of Toad Hall.
What?
Shut charming figure indeed.
Why didn't somebody say something? I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
Oh, but how wrong you are, Mr. Toad. You have been far more humiliated in your past.
That was not a challenge, Jane. Explain, tell this ghost to go away.
Actually, I'd quite like to hear the story.
There was the time you crashed a hot air balloon into an oak tree and had to be rescued.
Poppycock.
Because you had taken all your clothes off.
A complete fabrication.
In order to fashion a rope to get down.
I've had just about enough.
But your rope was too short.
Lies, I tell
you. So you just dangled there in the nude.
Yes. Fine. Very well! I've in fact been more embarrassed than the time I stood atop a hill of horse dung, which I am still doing, by the way, out of defiance. Now, sort off back to your candlestick, you horrible spirit, you!
Did I take it too literally again?
No, not at all, ghost. That was really quite amusing. But I should like you to go back to your candlestick now. I know not the effects you might have on Mr. Holmes. You see, Christmas past, some people don't believe in ghosts.
Oh!
I know, it is very sad, so best you should disappear for a bit.
Very well. Goodbye, everyone.
Someone approaches from out of the mists. I can feel their presence.
Be they friend or foe, Master Beowulf.
He shuffles slowly.
Greetings, all. I deduced that I might find you here.
Mr. Holmes, how profoundly satisfying to meet you, and may I say what an honor it is to be working alongside a professional of your caliber.
Yes, indeed. They all say that. Very well, let us see if we can't find some perfectly obvious clues lying around and get this whole affair sewn up, shall we?
I say, bit of a grouch, this one.
Mr. Toad, speaking from personal experience, people quite often mistake a strong sense of autonomy for simply being churlish. I assure you, true genius takes many forms, and not all of them come with an abundance of superfluous politeness.
Egad, I do believe I see a clue here in this darkened alleyway. Just a moment while I go back here and inspect this clue that
masterful.
I found.
Absolutely masterful.
Yes.
Holmes the Tracker seems very falling asleep.
He's probably just bored to tears having to slum it with our ragtag band of misfits. We should be thankful that he's choosing to share his process with us.
Still, if Holmes was a warrior, I would not give him
elementary!
Detective, have you found something?
Oh, but of course! I have the game! The game is afoot!
That's wonderful news, Detective.
Thank you. Irene?
Jane, Mr. Holmes. Jane Eyre.
What? Oh, yes, of course. Jane, yes.
Now, hold on just one red-hot second here. I'd like a bit of an explanation, if you please. Are we just looking for violins or something? Someone around here must have it, I'll be bound. Why don't we just start breaking doors until we find it, eh?
I like this plan.
Do you propose that we smash down every door in the whole of London?
I very much like this plan.
Every last door.
No, we are going to approach this carefully and methodically. No door smashing.
I do not like this plan.
My good fellow, you are, I presume, perplexed by the nuisance and complexity of detective work. It's quite simple, you see. I observe, distill those observations, and formulate conclusions. For example, given your short stature, manner of garish dress, and the unmistakable air of thoroughbred about you, I must conclude that you are employed as a racing jockey.
I am an aristocratic toad that's been standing in horseshit.
Very, very similar.
He did say it was just an example.
So, what is the bloody point then already? What are we even doing here? Something missing, violins.
Incorrect! Things do not simply go missing. They are stolen. They are taken from their place of origin. Very, very rarely is anything forgotten about, cast aside. Like a friendship. Based on mutual respect. And nurtured over the years. Then cruelly forgotten about. Anyway. I shan't bore you with the petty details of the case thus far.
Convenient.
But you may rest assured that given all of the available evidence, the stolen violins are as good as found. Any questions?
When does the violins happen?
What? Excuse me?
I'm very much looking forward to the violins. As a warrior, I'm very good at it. I have my very large sword, Hrunting, Slayer of Mountain Trolls. Also, I am very good at dismembering things with my bare hands. So, violins is probably what I'm best at.
I see.
Master Beowulf, why don't you give our friend a demonstration?
Master Beowulf, give our friend a demonstration.
Oh.
I am terribly sorry, Detective. Pray, continue.
It is my humble opinion that this thievery has been perpetrated by no less than my eternal adversary, Professor Moriarty.
The very man of crime!
I usually say that part!
My deepest apologies, Mr. Holmes.
That's quite all right, Irene. But Moriarty is a criminal mastermind, and it would not be easy to get the drop on him.
What does he want with the violins?
I am talking now, Toad! As I was saying, Moriarty's genius almost rivals my own. That is why, for this investigation, I shall require a disguise.
Brilliant, Mr. Holmes.
I shan't be but a moment. Goodbye!
Yes, we'll wait right here, then.
This fellow certainly does like to sneak off frequently.
His methods are his business, Mr. Toad. Here, I was hoping you might relish the chance to work alongside someone of his reputation. These criminal types we are dealing with, I can't imagine that you have had terribly much personal experience confronting the criminal element face to face. That's not the sort of knowledge one gains from lazing about in one's inherited mansion getting fat on cakes.
Ha! On the contrary, I happen to know a great deal about the criminal mind, to wit, I've done prison time. Oh, and it changed me. I was a very different Toad when I got out.
My genuine apologies, Mr. Toad. I had no idea. How long were you in for?
They gave me a 20-year sentence. Oh, dreadful food.
But how long were you in for?
Trumped up charges, if you ask me.
How long were you actually in for?
24 hours, but that's not the point. The point is that...
Hello, hello! What's all this then? Hello, governess! Somebody call for a chimbley sweep?
Oh yes, I see. Just an ordinary chimney sweep that I've never met before.
Blimey, sure is a rough part of town you to be frequenting, Miss Irene.
It's Jane.
What? I mean, I've seen you before in my life, so why would I know that?
I do not like the look of this man.
May we assist you in some way,
Mr.? Mouse just calls me Bert, miss. Bert with a U. Bert the chimbley sweep. I also does chalk drawings.
No.
Off to sweep some chimneys today, are you, Bert?
Oh, quite right, miss, quite right.
Need you any help with those chimneys, Bert?
No. Why don't you just wait here until I return? Would look a bit odd showing up to sweep a chimney with a lady, an enormous shirtless man, and an ugly horse jockey. Off we go then! Bumbly, bumbly, bum.
Ooh, how's the mission going?
It is going Well, we're just taking a bit of a breather while we wait for Mr. Holmes to return.
Oh, was that him just now? I'm sorry I missed him. You've been talking about him ever so much.
Yes, ghost, that would be him.
That was a different man.
I remember everything that everybody says, and all the time I could look into his past and see if the chimney sweep really is Holmes.
I'm quite certain that was Holmes.
No, but he looked different.
I didn't even get to see him. I was being polite and staying inside the candlestick I'm haunting, even though I really wanted to meet him.
He was wearing a disguise.
I didn't get to see that either.
I was addressing Master Beowulf.
Why would Bert, sweeper of the chimneys, wear a disguise?
Master Beowulf, drop it. Ghost of Christmas Past, back in your candlestick.
Very well. Bye-bye, everybody.
Jane, dear, humor me a bit, but what is it we are supposed to be
searching
doing?
Searching for the whereabouts of the missing violins, of course.
No, Mr. Holmes is off searching for the bloody violins. We have mostly been standing here doing piss all. I don't wonder if he asked us to sit tight here so that he could not be bothered with the likes of us.
Mr. Toad, you are completely...
I think it's high time we took matters into our own hands. Say, Master Beowulf, how would you like to start interrogating people in this horrid London street, eh?
Ah, hey, explain interrogating again, Toad of Toad Hall. I do not think I did it the right way last time.
Ah, quite simple. You grab them, yeah. You don't kill them.
Oh.
And I do... I do all the talking.
Our instructions are to wait here.
Oh, and how long till he gets back, I wonder... Let's find out. Master Beowulf, be a lad and help me ask that gentleman here what time it is, would you? You there! What time is it?
I don't know, sir. See, I've just sold my pocket watch in order to buy this set of combs for my wife Della's long, beautiful hair.
Release him, Master Beowulf.
Your antics are not amusing, Mr. Toad.
Very well. Someone else, then. There. Grab that little street urchin.
Oh, God, put me down. I wasn't planning to nick anything off you, I promise. What's the meaning of this?
Master Beowulf, pick me up and stick me in his face that I may prod it with my walking stick. Well, Sonny, fancy yourself a thief, do you?
Please, sir. My name is Oliver, and I ain't a thief. Well, not a proper thief, anyhow. What you might call a pickpocket.
Ah! I knew I smelled a bandit. Well, bandit, how do you like being poked in the face with my walking stick? Poke, poke, poke.
Please don't, sir. That's my good eye.
Ah, that is the eye of a master criminal, you mean. Made off with those expensive violins, did you? Don't lie to me, boy. Beowulf, threaten him.
I will slay your mother.
But you can't, sir, because I'm an orphan.
Huh.
Mr. Toad, please stop using Beowulf to threaten children.
I just wish to be certain that this miscreant isn't hiding anything else from us. How about another poke from my walking stick, eh? Yeah, want some more of that, do you, eh?
No, please, sir. I don't want any more.
That is quite enough, Mr. Toad.
Master Beowulf, you may deposit the lad upon the ground. Gently, Master Beowulf, gently. There now. Quite a team you and I make, eh, Beowulf, old boy?
I like to part where I threaten him.
This isn't getting us anywhere. Young Master Oliver, was it? We mean you no harm, lads. We just wish to know if you've seen anything suspicious about lately.
Oh, well, I seen a man around the other night, miss. He was snaking some black cases into the building just behind you. Real sneaky was about it, miss.
This building here?
Yes, miss.
Recently?
Yes, miss.
You're quite sure of this?
Yes, miss.
Excellent. Thank you, young Master Oliver, for your cooperation. Here, have yourself a boiled sweet. Off you go.
Oh, thanks, miss. Well, you're very kindly for someone who looks so stern.
Yes, well, run along then.
I will vanquish you, Oliver of the streets.
See, gentlemen, now was that so difficult?
I dare say, Miss Jane, you certainly know how to get down to business. Meanwhile, this Holmes fellow seems to be either absent or careening all over the place.
I'll admit, he does come across more distracted than his reputation would lead one
what
to expect.
What a thoroughly useless man, and what's more...
My compatriots, I return once again.
Very nice to see you again, Mr. Holmes.
But of course, Irene,
we were hoping
Irene,
that you might rejoin us. And my name is Jane, Detective.
Whatever. I've cracked it wide open, Jane. I tell you, I've tracked the scoundrel here.
Yes?
To the back of this very alley.
Well, we've been busy as well.
Have you a suspect?
Yeah, the chimney sweep.
The chimney sweep was Holmes.
No, but he looked different.
Forget the chimney sweep. I don't care who we're after. I just want to be done with this whole bloody affair.
Very well. The answers you seek shall be revealed behind that very door, where we shall find not only the stolen instruments, but I suspect our thief as well. If you will permit me for just one moment to retrieve my lockpicks from my coat, soon we shall have the door. Or we could smash the door open.
Good show, Master Beowulf. Well smashed, I say.
Yeah. Look at that! The priceless violins, just as Oliver said, and Mr. Holmes deduced.
Yes, but what of the mysterious suspect? There's no one here.
Ugh, I was told there would be an enemy to vanquish. I do not like this plan. This plan makes me very angry.
Oh, bottle it up, old chap. I'm sure we'll find something you can do with all that energy. So, who was it already?
Mr. Toad does bring up a good point, Mr. Holmes. We have recovered the stolen goods, but there's nobody here but us.
Clearly, this was the dastardly work of Moriarty and his network of child pickpockets, I should think.
I beg your pardon?
Working in conjunction with a great glowing hound, a league of red-headed men, and a fool of a doctor who thinks it's more important to get married than to...
And a chimney sweep.
Yeah, all of them! All of them! And having to listen to that no-talent hack butchering chord after chord, that cretin didn't deserve to play with his filthy hands upon those beautiful instruments any more than he deserved to play first chair.
Oh, good. Yet another bloody suspect to keep track of.
Ugh.
Well, clearly this case has become a bit, overstimulating for Mr. Holmes.
Oh, yes. The case.
Ahem! Unconventional as it may be, I'm afraid there's nothing for it but to summon the ghost for assistance. Ghost of Christmas Past, would you kindly apparate for us?
Oh, hooray! I was hoping you were going to call on me.
What sort of devilry is this? Painted with phosphorus, are you?
Oh, nothing like that. I'm just dead is all.
Ghost, Holmes, Holmes, ghost. Now, then, if you please, ghost, could you look into our dear detective's past to see if you can dredge up any further information about who stole these violins?
Ooh, I see Mr. Holmes attending the London Symphony all alone.
Boo! You call that a concerto?
Now I see a very angry Mr. Holmes berating the first chair violinist.
If Tchaikovsky could hear you, he would roll in his grave.
He wouldn't. Oh, dear.
The audience is on my side.
Now I see Mr. Holmes plotting to steal all the precious violins from the poor, bedraggled musician.
I had to do it. It needed to be done. He was murdering the music. Murdering it. I couldn't just stand there and let it happen.
You, Holmes, you stole the man's violins just because you didn't like his playing?
I've been under a lot of stress lately, and I hadn't had a case in a while, and the man's playing was just so wretchedly awful.
Probably some abandonment issues, too. Well, hardly an excuse, I say. What's done is done, and at least we got the case all wrapped up, huh?
What happened?
The detective, Master Beowulf, it turns out that the detective had stolen the violins and apparently forgotten about it in some sort of addled state of alternative consciousness.
Oh, so he is the adversary.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell Watson I...
Oh, dear God.
I shall never get used to that, regardless of how much time I spend with Master Beowulf.
Well, I mean, he was guilty, after all, so he really shouldn't feel, yes. Should we leave a note or something?
I believe I may need to vomit back in the alley.
I think we may need to leave London post haste.
I think this mission go real well.
I absolutely despise London.
That suddenly concludes tonight's tale of Public Domain Adventure Team. But further tales of daring do await our protagonists. Only the legal department knows for sure. Adventure Team, oh!